Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street inside the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza, a real hard building to miss. We're on the crest of the Division Street Hill. And we've got about a 75-foot high brick clock tower on the building. It's a new facility, and it's been called by many knowledgeable people in this industry the finest industry facility in the nation and possibly in the world. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside of Spokane, toll-free, it's 877-TAP-COIN or 877-827-2646. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository service, which means we're actively involved in the purchase and sale of all rare coins and precious metals, scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds. We specialize in estate purchases, evaluations. One of our primary specialties is investment guidance, capital preservation in this market. Right now, our opinion is there's essentially nowhere to put your money other than the precious metals. There's really nowhere else you should be looking. There's nothing else you should be considering. We're talking about God's ordained and authorized and endorsed gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and semi-numismatic coins. Not paper at all whatsoever. We absolutely do not recommend that you invest in any form of paper, no stocks, bonds, CDs. We especially don't recommend what's referred to as ETFs, exchange-traded funds for the precious metals. It's a way that Wall Street concocted to make you feel like you have gold, but you don't. You buy it as a stock. The whole theory was that they'd have gold in a storage facility somewhere to back it up. Well, it's been clearly, well, both of them are, there's a silver and a gold ETF. They're both unauditable. Their proxy says they don't need to be audited, can't be audited. The gold can be leased from third-party sources that are completely unaccountable, unauditable, undisclosed. So basically, they could talk to Joe Blow on the street or a bank or anybody and say, you got some gold, good. We want to say it's ours. We'll lease it from you. We'll pay you 1% or 2% a year just to say it's ours. Well, basically what the proxy statement says, they can't audit that. So any corporation could say, yeah, this gold is allotted to you for a 2% a year lease rate or whatever the lease rate may be, which, by the way, the precious metals lease rates are a lot higher than what I'm talking about. But essentially, that company that leases it to the ETF, which is supposedly there to back up your money, your investment money, that company could sell it, lose it, whatever. And it says clearly in the proxy there's no recourse ramifications or accountability if they choose to do that. And it's pretty mind-boggling when you read it. It's like something, there's a lot more to it, but none of it is, there's no misunderstanding of what I'm describing or discussing. It's absolutely baffling. And the metals aren't there. And it was started, the ETFs were started by the LBMA, London Bullion Management Association, a few years back. They had a tremendous amount of what they call deep storage gold, which is just slag, it's garbage, it's dirt filled with gold. They couldn't dump it on the open market, so they started an ETF to basically use the investors' money to buy this garbage by the truckload and store it in a big warehouse. The real problem is if they ever need, once they've taken in your money and spent it, if they ever need to redeem those, or people actually begin to call all their money back out because they want physical metal, they can't produce. And our prediction is that that's an inevitable crisis that's coming down the road. It would be beautifully orchestrated because it'd be a prime opportunity for the paper establishment to say, look it, investing in gold was bad, it was dangerous, when in reality, it was just another paper investment. So in a nutshell, paper investments, you're betting on a human's ability to make a profit. You're betting on a company. You're betting on people again. It doesn't matter what business they're in. It doesn't matter if they're a mining company. As a matter of fact, mining companies have one of the most difficult journeys from production to profit of any business out there. I saw an article a while ago by a guy showing 47 reasons why it's very difficult for them to produce, and it's true. So in a nutshell, I'm assuming very few of you are into that. Avoid also what we call futures contracts and options. They're nothing more than gambling. You're betting on where the metal will be in the future on a given date or by a given date. Folks, that's foolish. In the last year, we've seen gold anywhere from 1,025 down to 690. Okay, there's some volatility there. Silver, we've seen as high as like $22.50 and as low as around $9. Okay. So you could buy low and sell high and all that, but if you're forced into a drop-dead deadline with a futures contract, you'll lose your money even though the metals are on an upside swing. Not to mention the fact that GATA, the Gold Antitrust Association, which is basically an organization of well-educated, well-experienced economic financial professionals that have created a lawsuit against our government and against some major corporations like JP Morgan for manipulation of the metals. They claim that they will actually artificially move the metals prices on the call dates or expiration dates of futures contracts to specifically fleece the investors of their money. So when you buy any of this paper stuff, folks, you are essentially battling against some big powerful people. It's not a free market as we wish. It's controlled by incredibly powerful people. And I just say in this market, don't go there. You know, previously there at the best times when we had the dot-com craze and boom, which was again artificially driven up by an excessive amount of money creation, which a lot of that began under the Clinton administration. Bill Clinton was an absolute genius, folks. He wasn't a fool. He was trained at Oxford by a man named Carol Quigley, who was incredibly intelligent. However, he was the modern mastermind or architect of modern day socialism. And basically what they've done is they know that socialism and communism have gotten a bad name. Gee, I wonder why. And they've learned how to impose or implement socialism into a society, into a capitalistic society now, in a way that people will not know it's coming, and the way that they'll actually embrace it. So under the Clinton administration, this money creation began to run rampant. And in addition to this HUD lending, this Fannie Freddie, where they basically dropped all lending standards. They dropped rates to unbelievable all-time lows, and then they dropped all lending standards so that anybody could borrow money. First, it started with real estate, and then it spread all over because these big blocks of paper kept floating around, and there was such a crazy refinance boom going on. You could just get more money. And the thing about it was that one was always paying off the other. And under those circumstances, people didn't have to pay their bills. So we had this huge upsurge of money creation, which what I was getting to was during that time, the metals sort of went to sleep for obvious reasons. That's when you could throw a dart at the Wall Street Journal, pick a stock, and go out and make some money. Those days are a one-time shot. They're over. They're intentional. When you look at Keynesian economics, which I've discussed before, which is designed to manipulate inflation, deflation, and interest rates and money creation so you can confiscate people's money and eventually take over an entire capitalistic society, and people don't know what happened. But this money creation essentially led to an artificial boom, to people being reckless and wasteful, to incredible inflationary numbers like in real estate. So now you can't afford it, even though money's hard to come by. Even during the Clinton monetary economic phenomena, they still, you know, analysts still recommended 10 or 15%, 5 in the worst case to 15% of your holdings in precious metals. Now, literally 85% of knowledgeable analysts recommend that you have at least 80% of your liquid cash in hard precious metals. This is the time to sit on the sideline and wait. You want to preserve your capital. It doesn't matter what you're making or not making. What you're trying to do is avoid a tremendous collapse, and that collapse is imminent. This, I've said it before, it's a monetary fact. It's a mathematical, irrefutable fact, folks. The way things are lined up and the way they're going, We are heading into an economic disaster of unprecedented proportions. Obama is pushing. It's amazing. You talk about the smoke and mirrors. I feel like I'm looking around saying, did you see that? Did you see that? Can you believe that? It's like someone in a store walks in front of you and fills up a bag of goods and steals it and walks right out the door. Everybody looks at him. Even some people talk to him and say, wow, wasn't he a nice guy? And no one pays attention to the fact that he just ripped the store off blind. That's what's going on with our president. He's doing everything wrong. He is into full-blown fascism where the government's taken over corporation. It's controlling the people. It's controlling the profit. It's controlling the product. It's absolutely a runaway train. And 60% of the American public doesn't understand what's going on. They construct these tea parties. People stand up and say, we're fed up. They get no publicity. They don't get any recognition. The CNN makes a bunch of vulgar comments about them. People refer to them as tea baggers, which apparently is a severely derogatory sexual-based statement, which is just ludicrous and rude. And the left, the satanic aspect of this country is now, using ridicule and sarcasm to defend their position on everything, and they don't respect our position or our opinion whatsoever, which is a shame. I mean, it should be a healthy argument of issues. Instead, it's a bunch of twisting and spin games. And people become we put more pride in being able to weasel out of a situation like attorneys teach us to do in a lot of cases than to have accountability, strong articulation and oratory skills, the ability to talk clearly and concisely and defend your position. We put more effort and more emphasis on that ability than we do of just telling the truth and getting to the bottom of things and finding out what the facts are. And so as a matter of fact, simple things like the precious metals don't make sense anymore. They make no sense at all. People don't understand. You got to have this convoluted, complex situation. You got to have a hope of this big boom coming, which isn't coming back. In the last few weeks or months, we've seen this artificial propping up of people say the stock market has rebounded. No. The Dow Jones has rebounded. The Dow Jones, now get this, take stocks like General Motors, Chrysler, AIG, and whatever else, I don't even know. Folks, these were Dow Jones stocks. Okay, so if these companies are collapsing and crashing, well, how could the Dow be up? Well, here's the fact. If you've listened to me in the past, the Dow Jones is an artificial index, an artificial indicator. They pick the 30 best stocks, and then they change them in and out. When one fails, they remove it and replace it with a healthy stock. Well, recently, we jockeyed some stocks in the Dow. We took out the failures, these stocks that were dying. We replaced them with healthy stocks, and they were valued. They put them in, and then they get initially valued at the lowest day of the previous quarter. So say you put in a stock today, it's $60 a share. Well, we're going to value that stock at the low. Say that in the last quarter, that stock went down to 42. We're going to value it at 42, and today it's 60. So automatically, we show whatever that would be. That's an 18-point gain on 42, which is a 40-some percent gain. We show them being up. It's absolutely cooking the books, folks. You can't look at the Dow. It's a racket. And that doesn't even count. We've got inflation coming down the pipe like nothing we've ever seen. I've discussed the M2 money of the world. M2 dollar supply is every liquid dollar on planet Earth. Cash, savings, bonds, stocks, etc. What anything that can be liquidated in a short period of time. We ended 2008 with $10.5 trillion in M2 money. This year alone, we will be creating another $11 trillion. We will create more money this year than existed in this country since its inception. Now, what happens? Hyperinflation's coming around the road. A lot of people say, all right, I've heard about all this. I've seen all this money creation. I believe in that. But I'm not seeing the inflation. Why is that? Well, the reason is the government's fiscal year begins at our third quarter, which is July 1. That's when they start to print and create. At that point in time, what's going to happen is that money's going to go through the system, take a little bit of time, and all of a sudden it'll eventually end up in the hands of the citizens. That means the money will actually be easier to come by because major contractors will have secured phenomenal contracts to build incredible things. They'll infuse the money into society. There will be more money than we expect. This is, again, the Keynesian economics of a fiat currency system, and inevitably we're going to see hyperinflation. The only thing that's going to really hang in there is your precious metals. They'll respond directly and proportionally to the decrease in the value of the dollar. They'll also overgrow, but for the simple fact that they've been artificially compressed over the years, manipulated, as I mentioned, that the GATA group is stating clearly and mathematically, hyperinflation is going to kick in, folks. That means the money you have today is going to become toilet paper tomorrow. I mean, you go back in time and you cannot believe the inflation we've seen already. But now we're going to be heading into a rapid decline like nothing we've ever seen before. In a nutshell, what's the solution? The solution is for now to put every dime you have liquidly available into precious metals based assets. When will these pay off? Well, they've been going up 20 plus percent a year since 9/11 of 01, which I believe is when the world changed. From 9/11 until now, we've seen some nice monetary gains on the precious metals. But we haven't even, and this has just been from some tough economic conditions. Folks, we have seen nothing yet. And in the next few years, you need to be parked and camped and prepared for absolutely, like I said, mind-boggling economic failure. And I'm sorry to be reporting this. It will prove to be completely correct. I've kind of predicted the big financial debacle in September, October. It's not because I have a crystal ball. It's because I read and listen to the right people. And I also have the ability to just simply analyze and calculate the numbers. And I can tell you that there's only one way, and that way is down. And as a result, if you put yourself in the metals, and essentially what you'll do is ride out the storm, when people around you are losing their wealth and real estate gets down to pennies on the dollar potentially, the only way that you might not see this is just inflation hides it. When they get hyperinflation, the price of goods doesn't drop as it should in front of your eyes. But what will be happening is your precious metals and your semi-numismatic investments will grow so rapidly that even though, let's say, your $140,000 house only drops to $100,000, your $1,000 an ounce gold today in 2 years could be $2,500. So you see a 40% drop in real estate, but 150% gain in your metals, and all of a sudden your buying power becomes incredible. And it also gives you the ability to buy a lot of other things because people who don't have hard metals are broke. And in general, a lot of those people, it's a huge percentage that don't, because of the mainstream media. It doesn't give them that education. People in their 401ks and IRAs aren't given that option. They don't even understand it. So many people are so frustrated, and the only console that we give them is, hey, we're all in this together. You lost money, but so did I. I heard a guy talking about his boss, and he said, man, this guy lost, like, out of $150,000 in his 401k, he was down to $60,000. He lost $90,000. And the boss of his company goes, well, you know, you didn't lose anything, or you think you have it bad. He says, I lost $450,000. Like, that's supposed to make him feel better. It doesn't give him his savings back. It doesn't give him his retirement back. But in the same period of time, if he'd have taken that money and put it in metals, he'd have tripled his money. So that's just the warm-up for what's coming. And that's a well-accepted fact by analysts at every level. If you just tuned in, you're listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor, a weekly radio program heard here on the American Christian Network, Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 106.5 FM. Sundays, the show can be heard on 6:30 a.m. station at 11 a.m. in the morning. It's important to understand that buying precious metals is a lot different than investing. When you invest, there's risk. Precious metals have lasted since the beginning of written human history until now, with no exceptions. They've never become worthless, and they've ridden through every storm. You know, some people think of it as an investment, a risky business, something you need to think about a lot. Folks, precious metals are a lot different than that. You buy them, you own them, you hold them, they maintain their spending power. There's not a lot of stress involved. It's anonymous, transportable, completely liquid. You can cash, you know, if you need money for your gold today, You know, say you get up, you get a phone call, you need some money, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, you give us a call or whatever, you don't even need to call ahead. You just drive down to Coins Plus, you walk in, you walk out with money. It's that simple. It's certainly faster and easier than any other investment that you'll ever experience. And it's the real thing. And as I've discussed before, if you're looking to get in, or even if you are in, go to the homepage of our website, read the consumer alert. There's a lot of stuff out there going on. There's a lot of companies. We're Christian-owned and operated, and you know, and we actually live by those standards and philosophies. Not everyone does. There's a lot of people out there in this business that aren't well capitalized. There's some severe issues with failure to deliver product, with some outfits that you run into on the web. There's bait and switch pricing. There's numismatic up pricing. You know, in a nutshell, what we recommend here at Coins Plus, first of all, is be wise. There's you know, there's some major issues out there. The largest bullion or precious metals based radio show in existence has account executives, and the account executives are on full commission. And these companies, first of all, they'll push you with all their might into semi-numismatic or numismatic items. And that is for the simple fact that they can overprice them and get a big commission check. Well, they'll take people's $100,000. When you get done, you got 50 or 60 grand left. You spend $100,000 with Coins Plus, you got 96,000, 97,000 of it left the same day. We make a few percent. Immediately the market starts to move and you start to pick up a profit and you're doing real well. There's a couple other outfits. You know, failure to deliver is a big thing. There's another. So the instance I just explained is numismatic coin overpricing. And that doesn't mean avoid the numismatic. It means deal with someone reputable and fair and honest who's making a small margin. We personally believe we've done everything we can to make Coins Plus that business. The internet makes us all junkies. It makes us all know-it-alls. We try to educate ourselves. But unless you want to wait around for next to ever to get your metal, you might want to run through us. There's another company that's very well known. He comes through town and runs seminars. He's written a book, and you've all heard of him. He's a doctor on the Christian radio, and I think his brother participates as well. Long, drawn-out wait times. We've talked to numerous people who've waited over a year to get their metal. They start to put pressure on them. The man, it becomes incredibly hot-headed and hostile. And then the kicker is, you know, like we had a customer in here recently that bought a bunch of Silver Eagles through him. Took him over a year to get them. And after a ton of pressure and some kind threatening, they showed up. Well, what happened was they ended up with a subpar product, stuff that was completely worn out, trashed, what we call impaired product. And you pay a premium for American Silver Eagles because they're supposed to be perfect, kind of almost collector coins with a little premium on them, where, you know, silver might be. If silver's $14 an ounce today, they're going to run you like hypothetically around $18 a piece or something like that. And you're paying a premium. You're paying a premium for a nice coin. Well, they sent him hundreds of impaired coins, which makes them worth nothing more than the silver that's in them. Fine, they got silver, but they got charged the premium for the better quality product, which means that man pocketed the money, and that's not right either. So we just need you to be wise out there. There's a lot of people on the Christian radio that are pitching this stuff to you. They're on Fox News. They're all over. There's companies we've never heard of that run ads as if they're the kingpins. Sorry to be negative. You need to be wise. We want to educate you. There's an outfit in Texas that's got like 10 different names in massive class action lawsuits against every entity of that corporation. So we obviously want you to come to Coins Plus. We want to treat you fair. We want to help you get into stuff. We recommend a balance. And what we like to do, depending on how much money you're spending, we like to build an asset, a really nice tangible assets portfolio. The easiest thing to understand for people is bullion, precious metals. Now, bullion, people always think that's a bar. No. If you're buying gold bullion, Gold Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, Krugerrands, that's all bullion because the price is based on precious metals. Silver, bullion is silver rounds, American Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, the old U.S. Junk 90, the old U.S. 90% silver coinage, and then you get into semi-numismatic, the old U.S. silver dollars, terrific investments. I mean, folks, I cannot right now explain to you how good I think those are. They're tremendous. You got to think of the way people think. You got to think long-term, middle-term, and short-term in your investments. So we like to see bullion at the bottom of the pyramid. We think of a portfolio as a pyramid. We fill the bottom with bullion. We fill the middle with semi-numismatic coins, which are essentially, like I said, the Morgan silver dollars in a wide range of variety, and semi-numismatic gold coins, the old $20 gold pieces, etc. And then at the very top, we put in some numismatic pieces, some stuff that's handpicked for performance and desire by the collectible and investment market. We take care of all that. And we put some of that in as the heirloom. So you end up with all of them can go up any day at any time. But you also end up with a little bit of short, middle, and long-term investing. And it's not only that. It's just that different sectors move different ways at different times. So we like to diversify you in that arena. We want you to be prepared. We want you to have a nice balance. If 2 years from now you need some money, we can take a look at what you purchased, what you invested in, and we can determine what's the best to sell at that point in time. As I've said in the past, people who come in and let us build the portfolio just blow the rest out of the water. A lot of people come in, I just want gold, I just want this, I just want that. Understandable. It comes a lot out of ignorance and fear and a lack of power. And the bottom line is you need to trust who you're dealing with. And we try to position ourselves to be the company that you can trust. And we will build you a phenomenal portfolio. I just want to thank you once again for tuning in. Folks, what's going on out there, it's tough. Everywhere we look, we're seeing the doom coming a little bit. And I don't get numb to it. Be willing to look it in the eye. We've got a powerful God that we rely on, that we trust, and we know He's in control. But He still gave us a parable of talents. He gave us opportunity. He expects us to do things. He doesn't expect to do it all for us. God gave us the parable of talents. He expects us to go out, be good stewards, be wise, make wise investments, and produce for Him. Things could change overnight at any time. You need to be prepared. If you're not prepared already, get a hold of Coins Plus. Come in. Let us build you a portfolio quickly before it's too late. If you've already got one, give us a call. Get a list in front of you of what you got and let us determine if it's the right stuff. If it's not, we can trade you out in whatever way you want to do, but we'll take good care of you. And we win when you win, and that's our motto. So we know how important it is to take good care of our customers who are local and look us in the eye whether buying or selling. Thanks again for tuning into True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside Spokane, toll free 1-877-TAP-COIN or 1-877-827-2646. Our previously recorded radio shows are on our website at www.coinsplus.com. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.